Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
For those who've had anxiety or struggled with that, I moved to New York in 2010, and 4 months in, I developed panic disorder, which lasted about over a year.
Okay.
So that really, I just played that out through the book. And while I'm doing that, I'm also soul searching. I'm 36. You know, in my mind, this is a midlife reset. You know, it's like going back to college,
right,
except going to New York,
yeah,
this time with three kids, two toy poodles, and a minivan, which isn't cool anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And definitely not when you're pulling into Times Square.
Yeah.
So that was really kind of the encapsulation of that season. And then September 20th of 2011, I just remember so vividly a night where I woke up in the middle of the night, like many nights before, gripped in fear, unable to speak. And my husband started praying, and I'm like clenching his arm, and immediately I just said, "Rescue me." I just cried out, "Deliver me. I cannot do this without you." And in a moment, my body just... And apparently there's a name for that in Pentecostal circles, but I'm a Baptist girl, and I just had no context for... What is this? Is this healing? Is this awakening? Is this a new day, a fresh wind? And I walked out of my apartment that next morning and have been different.
So is there a sense that there was a just a divine healing of your panic disorder? Is that kind of... Because I remember I've been in your home in Atlanta, nice suburban home in Atlanta, and then you go... I mean, that in and of itself is just a train wreck of emotional shifting,
right?
Into with three kids in your minivan,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So all that's there.
Yes,
and
you sell everything. We got rid of 75% of our
stuff. It couldn't
we
fit.
Sold our house,
yeah,
and then we moved to this little apartment, and all of a sudden we're 8 million people in the span of 11 miles.
Yeah, amazing.
So there's no such thing as personal
amazing
space in New York.
So all this stress is already here.
Right.
It brings up what may have been already there.
Latent. Exactly.
Latent. And so this panic disorder. But talk to me a little bit. I mean, you write in this book. So is everyone going to have a divine healing like this? Or how do you exhort people through
this? That's a great question. And you know, for me, I didn't even go into it thinking like, oh, this is going to go away.
Yeah.
Or this is, I'm going to manage this. Or how is that going to look? I think with all of us, we approach mental illness wanting health. We want health in whatever means necessary. And people have asked me, are you against medication? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of resources and tools out there that help us walk through pain or walk through, you know, none of us want to do is numb out to the pain. We want to face it and walk us forward. So for as far as healing, I really didn't even use that word for 2 years.
Yeah.
I would teach and I would make it about calling because it really is so much. I studied the work of Viktor Frankl, and he basically, when he wrote Man's Search for Meaning, he really diagnoses meaning comes in three ways: through our love, our work, and our bravery and suffering. The premise of some of his work is that the root of anxiety is unfulfilled responsibility. And that made so much sense to me because at the same season I was wrestling with this fear and panic was the same fear of purposelessness or what is the assignment that maybe God has put, like the sense that there's something I'm supposed to be doing but I'm not doing it, or I'm not aware of what it is, or I haven't wakened to it. And so I'm Gabe's wife and partner with Q, but there is
Gabe Lyon and his organization Q that does conferences, seminars, conversations.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, engages the church with the tensions of culture.
Yeah.
So we want to sit everyone at the same table. So I had a very active purpose in that, but there was a sense of like, who's Rebecca before that, before the kids, before Gabe, before, you know, the one that marched off to college with dreams and visions, and then 20 years later is kind of a little bit lost. That made a lot of sense to me that there was anxiety just stemming from that, along with major life change and, you know, circumstantial change.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have the faith for healing. So I don't even preach. I would never say, like, you're not healed because you don't have the faith
for
it or whatever. It's people who came around me and the Lord who just said, when I said, rescue me, He did.
So you talk a lot when you speak and when you write other things about kind of finding that identity. And even in the brief conversation here, you talked about how you had to find your identity. You were rescued, but you're rescued to something.
Absolutely.
And tell us about why. And you specifically often speak to women about this issue.
Yes.
Is this an issue that's unique to women, more prevalent? Tell me about that.
Well, it's 1 in 4 women,
okay,
right, are on anxiety or depression meds.
Right.
We are. And, you know, 47 million annually suffer from all of these things, 47 billion. Annually is spent on the treatment of this, right? So this is an epidemic of fear. It really, really
is. An epidemic of fear, okay.
I believe that anxiety, the root of anxiety, is fear.
Yeah.
And whether or not it is partly connected to the way we're wired, generational trauma, avoidance of grief sometimes, whatever those things look like, we're still gripped in fear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, a panic attack is me gripping the airplane going, please, please, or a subway or an elevator or, you know, whatever that looks like. And so there is a sense of going, Lord, what do you want to redeem through this? I'm not saying that there's not all these ways that we pursue that. Mm-hmm. But what of this? Can your perfect love cast out?
Right.
Is there a perfect love that can cast out right. this fear?
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.